Hello and welcome to The Witness Podcast, the history programme on the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Lanchin. This weekend, the murdered Archbishop of San Salvador, Oscar Romero, will be made a saint of the Roman Catholic Church. The outspoken and controversial Central American cleric was shot dead by a right-wing death squad while he was saying Mass in the capital of El Salvador on the 24th of March, 1980. This is the only recording of Archbishop Oscar Romero's final Mass. The crackly recording was made at a small chapel in the Salvadorian capital by a local reporter, Milagro Granados.
Comenzó la homilía y pues era muy poco público, unas cuantas personas, no sé, quizás 20.
He'd just begun the sermon. There were only about 20 people inside the chapel. There weren't any other journalists there, just me. I was sitting at the Archbishop's feet with my tape recorder, almost facing the door. And then suddenly, almost at the end of the sermon, there was a sound like a huge explosion. At first, I didn't think it was a gunshot. I just thought he tripped over. I saw him fall, but I didn't understand what was happening.
Llantos, gritos.
People were crying and shouting. I got up and looked at him lying there, bleeding. I looked outside. There was such confusion. No one knew what to do.
A lone gunman had fired a single shot at the Archbishop through the chapel's open door, hitting the priest in the chest as he stood at the altar.
Dos o tres personas fueron las que se encargaron.
A couple of people picked him up and bundled him into a car. And that's when it hit me what had happened, that they had killed him. And I thought, they are going to kill us all. I was just waiting for the shooting to start, but he had been the only target.
The moment chosen for the assassination couldn't have been more sacrilegious. Not since Thomas a Becket has a churchman been more publicly, more hideously murdered for his political beliefs.
His death robs El Salvador of its one figure of international renown and its most powerful voice for peace and reconciliation. It also brings the country closer to open civil war.
Oscar Romero had been appointed Archbishop in 1977, 3 years before his death. The late 1970s were a tumultuous time in El Salvador, with growing protests against the US-backed military government frequently met with repression. Marxist rebels were organising for civil war, and many priests were starting to speak out on the side of the poor.
El más humilde de toda la familia.
But the Archbishop had initially been no champion of the poor. He came from the ultra-conservative wing of the Catholic Church, and his appointment had been welcomed by the ruling elite.
Monsignor Romero, yo lo reconocí.
I first met Archbishop Romero when I began working in a local newspaper. My job was to record his Sunday sermons and then transcribe them for the next day's edition.
Milagro Granados worked for El Salvador's only left-wing newspaper, El Independiente, though she wasn't that interested in politics. But attending Romero's sermons each week and watching him grow increasingly outspoken changed her too.
Al principio era como un trabajo.
At first it was just a job for me, but going each Sunday to hear his sermons, I came to understand his importance and what inspired him. Slowly, you could see him changing, getting closer to the poor communities and understanding more about their reality. The change became obvious. And then the military began killing priests.
What really changed Romero, say those closest to the cleric, was the murder by the military of a young Jesuit priest, Rutilio Grande, from a poor rural parish near the capital. He'd been a close friend of the Archbishop.
Some of us used to meet with him on Saturday mornings for breakfast. I remember one occasion when he said, "They are going to kill me first." Then he turned to us and said jokingly, "Then it will be you and then you." And I said, "Oh no, Monsignor Romero, not me. I prefer to be remembered as the one who ran away and not the one who was killed." It was just a way to lighten things up. Each day, bodies appeared on the streets, or there were kidnappings, murders. So it was impossible not to understand what was going on.
Despite the threats and the murder of six of his own priests, Archbishop Romero continued denouncing the violence from the pulpit. And Milagro continued going to his Sunday sermons at the packed cathedral in the capital.
Yo quisiera hacer un llamamiento de manera especial.
Realmente era impresionante ver.
It was so impressive to see how many people would come each Sunday to his sermons. They'd come in buses from all over the country. They almost didn't let him speak. Every second word there'd be applause, and he had to interrupt just to calm people down.
It was in his penultimate sermon that Archbishop Romero made an unprecedented and dramatic appeal that incensed the authorities. Addressing ordinary soldiers of the Salvadorian army, he said, "I'm beseeching you, I'm ordering you.
Les ordeno en nombre de Dios, cese la represión."
Stop the repression. The following day, at evening mass, Archbishop Romero was shot dead. His killer, a lone gunman who'd been sent by a right-wing death squad linked to the Salvadorian military. Though his enemies privately celebrated, the Archbishop's murder stunned El Salvador, while left-wing rebel groups vowed to avenge his death. Around 250,000 people flocked to his funeral in the centre of San Salvador.
The funeral service had been going on for nearly an hour, and the Archbishop of Mexico was giving the eulogy when a shot was heard from the direction of one of the side streets leading to the square. There was answering gunfire, followed by explosions, and the massed crowd panicked, surging forward to the foot of the steps while the bishops tried in vain to calm them. There were more shots. People ran for cover wherever they could find it. Leftists in the crowd produced the handguns they had with them, and from the cover of a low wall opposite the cathedral, they started to shoot back.
Y pues no, de repente comenzó.
Suddenly, we heard shots. We were looking around to see where they came from. I caught a glimpse of shadows on the rooftops. I guess that's where they were firing from. And so we ran for shelter. Those people who were in the square tried to get inside a cathedral, but there wasn't any more room. That's why so many died, trampled, suffocated.
No one knows just how many people died that day in the square in front of the cathedral. Milagro only managed to escape by hiding in a house nearby. Days later, as the country dissolved into open civil war, Milagro's newspaper was firebombed and she fled to neighbouring Nicaragua. Later, she moved to Europe, where she still lives. El Salvador's civil war did eventually end in a peace settlement in 1992, and now Archbishop Oscar Romero is to be declared a saint by the Catholic Church. And yet for Milagro Granados, the memories of that terrible day remain painfully fresh.
Speaking to you now has been like some sort of therapy for me, because since his death, I decided I would never talk about it again. Those were such hard years for me. Waking up at night, seeing his body lying there, it left me so empty. That's what Archbishop Romero's murder did to me.
Eso fue la muerte de Monseñor Romero.
Milagro Granados was speaking to me, Mike Lanchin, for this Witness podcast. And if you're interested in hearing other unique voices from history around the world, just search online for BBC Witness Podcast. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.